he put a mask on and got Lars. They went up and down the passageways, and there it was. A whole feeder unit, all wired up, right inside a recess closet for fire apparatus. He pulled it out and turned it off. Such a thing could run for half a year. And recorders? It must have been relaying to recorders. Within a few hundred feet. He went back and got a mine radio, turned the feeder on, and very shortly ran down the recorder. Just inside the garage door, where anyone could pass in and out to change its discs without much observation. Stupid animal. He turned the thing off and took it away. Who cared about any others? They were blind now that they had no bugs to feed or record. Happily, he went back into his office, barred it, rechecked with his detector. Beautiful silence. No lights. Wonderful. Privacy at last. He put on some pants and boots. He opened up a pan of Kerbango and sank back in his chair, luxuriating. Home to wealth and power. That's where he was going now. And this time he would set such a trap that the animal would be gobbled up if he even came near it. After nearly an hour, he thought he had better get to work. But first things first. He had better calculate how much time he had to get this job done, and then start on the construction of a weapon so lethal and deadly that the company never used it except in the extreme emergency of planet destruction. After he fired, this place would be just a smudge in the sky. He went to the cabinets and opened a false bottom. Thank you.